Thanks for downloading and listening to the Morning Crunch Wrap podcast. Just want to let everyone know there is another way you can listen to the Morning Crunch Wrap. If you've got an Amazon Echo, you can simply say, Alexa, play podcast, Morning Crunch Wrap podcast from TuneIn, and it will play automatically. Just another way you can listen to the show. This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Thursday, May 16th, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. Headline, Trump pardons ex-media mogul Conrad Black. President Donald Trump on Wednesday signed a full pardon for former media mogul Conrad Black, who was convicted in 2007 of fraud and obstruction of justice and spent 3.5 years in prison. Black, who's 74, is a Canadian-born British citizen, and he once ran an international newspaper empire that included the Chicago Sun-Times, Britain's Daily Telegraph, and the Jerusalem Post. The White House said Lord Black's case has attracted broad support from many high-profile individuals who have vigorously vouched for his exceptional character. It said Black has made tremendous contributions to business, had written books on history, and served as a tutor while in prison. In light of these facts, Mr. Black is entirely deserving of this grant of executive clemency. That's from the White House. Black said Trump had called him to say he would be granted a full pardon, that his conviction was unjust, and that he should have never been charged. The idea that I would commit such a crime is nonsense, Black told the BBC. He said he was now rebuilding my fortune, life goes on, and this is a great occasion. The office of Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau declined to comment. Now, Black, who has called Trump a friend, published a book last year praising him titled Donald J. Trump, A President Like No Other. Black was found guilty in the United States in 2007 of scheming to siphon off millions of dollars from the sale of newspapers owned by Hollinger Incorporated, where he was chief executive and chairman. Two of his three fraud convictions were later voided, and his sentence was shortened. He was released from a Florida prison in May 2012 and deported from the United States. In 2013, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission banned Black from acting as a director of a U.S. company and ordered him to pay $4.1 million in restitution. Canada's Ontario Securities Commission ruled in 2015 that Black could no longer hold executive positions at listed companies or investment funds. So Trump pardons a pal. Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. Now, the president of the United States is allowed to pardon anybody that he likes that's been convicted of a federal crime. That's part of the powers. Usually, most of them happen in the period between the last election and when they're going to leave office. That's normally pardon season. Donald Trump has pardoned 10 people in his time as president, many of whom are people who've praised him effusively. Shocking. Conrad Black was his neighbor in Florida. Conrad Black, in addition to the things he was convicted of, has been investigated on for many different things that, well, go back and look at them yourself, especially in Canada. Conrad Black is not known as a fine, upstanding citizen by many people. So, this pardon, after he's out of jail, basically just wipes that conviction clean. So if the conviction is wiped clean, I'm guessing that he can come back into the United States. Now, I'm not sure if this is going to void all of these things, like the decision from the Securities and Exchange Commission, but that remains to be seen. At the very least, Conrad Black is sketchy. Would be the proper term. Now, you don't hear that said a lot about a rich old white guy, but if the shoe fits. Congress now talking about being able to review pardons to make sure that the president isn't pardoning people just to cover up crimes, specifically his own crimes. So we'll see if that goes anywhere. But very interesting decision. It got kind of buried and kind of lost with all of the other stuff going on with the new law in Alabama that was signed in regarding abortions and a few of the other things that are happening in the world. This sort of got fallen through the cracks, but very interesting. Go take a look and see who has been pardoned by President Trump and what they were pardoned for. It's a interesting list. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap.
Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm waving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Looking through the keyhole. Hey, mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4 and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? Some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future and your past. Hey, I got something to